This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Reaction among Chinese people to their government's loosening of rules on how many children couples can have has been tepid at best. The country's faced with a shrinking workforce and an ever-expanding population of retirees, so its solution for now has been to allow couples to have three children, up from two. Our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak, joins us. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sabri.
Why has the reception to this change in policy been lukewarm?
Well, largely it's about property. You know, to get your child into a decent school, or if you have a son who wants to get married in China, you need property. And housing these days requires the bank of mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. Secondly, the work of raising a child, like in many countries, falls disproportionately on women. And women in China have complained of being penalized at workplaces for being a mother.
You know, the government has tried to encourage people to have more children before, back when it expanded the one-child policy to a two-child policy 5 years ago. That didn't particularly work. Is the government trying something different now?
Well, the government says it's trying to approach this more holistically, like, say, reduce the cost of weddings and ease the relentless competition in education.
And still, though, I mean, a lot of families just don't want to have more children.
Well, no, because in China, this is still a country of 1.4 billion people. There are limited resources. There's a lot of competition for everything. And then there are the emotional scars. You know, it wasn't that long ago that women were heavily fined or forced to get abortions for exceeding the birth limit. So a poll from the state-run news agency Xinhua asked readers if they are ready for the three-child policy. And you know what? A majority of respondents said they would never consider it. That poll was later removed.
Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.